I would like to welcome you to another great show. To hear amazing DJ mixes, and awesome top 40 pop, rock, country, R&B, and hip-hop music, visit www.greatdayradio.com. Stay tuned, in a moment we will be featuring positive messages with cool vibes. Be sure to share and like our shows to help us spread our positive messages. Thank you so much for joining us and looking forward to including your dedications, shout-outs, and your commentary. Remember, always have a great day.
You are listening to the best podcast from the USA to the UK on greatdayradio.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Great Day Radio. We are your people's station, and as your people's station, we want to give a very special prayers out to the 18 people that were wounded and 5 killed in the recent mass shooting attack in Colorado Springs for the LGBTQ nightclub. And, you know, can I say we've in 2022, we've experienced so many mass shootings already. Question is, when does it stop? Right? When does the hatred stop? When does the community, when does the communities out there stop suffering these losses? Okay. This world's about unity and diversity. Just like our program is, Great Day Radio, it's all about positivity, good vibes. So when does this stop? We'll have a discussion about that in another show. Hey, prayers is out to the family and friends out there in Colorado Springs, the community out there. Prayers are with you. We support you, and sending out much love to everybody out there, okay? We'll go ahead and continue on with another great program, and we'll talk more about some of these issues that we're facing today in another show. So stay tuned for that, and we're going to continue on with another great mix of music and another great show. Take care. God bless.
You are listening to the People Station on GreatDayRadio.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Great Day Radio. It's your boy Mikey D, hanging out with my co-host, DJ Gina Marie, in the house. Let's give her a big round of applause. That's our second time on air, locked in, tuned in, ready to give you some knowledge. Now, today we're going to have a great time. We're going to be talking about pet peeves and what pet peeves is all about and how it affects our daily lives. And, of course, we'll be taking some calls as well, and find out what your pet peeves are. So we have some good times. Also got some great music coming up as well. Hey, well, I also want to remind everybody, too, we just revamped our website. So go ahead and go to greatdayradio.com. Tell us what you think. We have some very exciting stuff on there. Some great contests coming up as well. We'll be coming up with our prize packs. It has some great stuff for you. It's all surprise. I won't tell you. we got that coming up. A lot of great things happening. You know, we're getting ready to conclude with this whole year. I can't believe it's going to be 2023 pretty soon. A lot of things have been going on, so we'll be catching up with that as well. And we got some good games and trivias as well coming up. So please stay tuned. Lock yourself into greatdayradio.com. We'll be having also some apps where you can download from for your Android or your Apple. So you can go ahead and tune in to us anytime you want to from your apps. So we'll be telling you more about that later on as well. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to have some fun with the pet peeves today. So thank you so much for tuning in and locking in to Great Day Radio, where we have great music, hip-hop, R&B, country, pop, rock, you name it, we got it. I'm here for you, so stay tuned for Pet Peeves discussion with co-host DJ Gina Marie in the house.
Are you planning your holiday party or wedding event? When you are thinking about entertaining your guest, why not go with a reputable company located in Denver, Colorado? Why not go with Pro Photo Booth Events? Visit www.prophotobooth-events.com and get an instant quote today, or call 303-260-6454, that is 303-260-6454, and book your photo booth party for your upcoming event.
Hey guys, this is Cheryl Miles from Singapore, and you're listening to DJ Mikey D on Great Day Radio.
This is Gina Marie, and you're listening to DJ Mikey D on Great Day Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Great Day Radio. This is your boy Mikey D hanging out with you. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful set of cool music. Hey, we got more continuous music jams coming on up later on in the program. But also, you know, if you want to go ahead and check out some more great music options, some party hits, go check out the new revamped website, greatdayradio.com. We got some cool videos. We have some cool discussions. We have some cool prizes we'll be giving out. So check that out. And, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to a few people out there, or at least a couple people out there. I want to give a shout out to the world. But hey, no, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Maxine Jones. She's a singer-songwriter, and she's also a former singer of the En Vogue group. You remember those back in the days? And they, you know, they still out there partying and grooving out there. So big shout out to Maxine Jones. She just released her new single, Not Your Freak. I will be posting everything on greatdayradio.com. Go ahead and look for this episode. And you get all the links where you can go ahead and get her new hit. You can actually check it out on Amazon as well and a lot of the streaming sites. So go check it out. Go check it out, party people. Also want to give a shout out to Jess. She's over there at the Parkinson Association's of the Rockies. Let's say for the Rockies. Of the Rockies. That's right. And, you know, she's working very hard on fundraising efforts. In fact, we just did an event not too long ago. So we'll be posting information about that as well. And like I said, we've been helping out with donations of our, not only our time, but, you know, our events, photo booths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that good stuff, right? Just so we can raise some funds for those with Parkinson's disease and who, you know, their families who also, you know, they need the help so they can continue to support their loved ones who has Parkinson's or even support themselves. So every bit counts. So make sure you go ahead and I'll post those links as well, and they'll have, you know, you can go ahead and do your, you know, donations. And, of course, on any of the events that we go to that we can get everyone else to participate in, you know, we're going to let you know, because that's what we do. That's what we're about, helping out our communities in this area and across the nation. So make sure you stay tuned. Sign up for a newsletter. Find out where we're going to be at, who we're going to be, you know, helping out with fundraisers, and, you know, stay up to date. So sign up for the newsletter. That's going to be right at greatdayradio.com. We'll have a little post there. I'll also post it in our link as well for this episode as well. So yes, a lot of great things. And so, you know, hey, we're getting ready for the holidays. Are you ready for the holidays? Have you gotten everything? Are you starting your travels? What's going on? Let us know. Let us know what you're going to be doing. You know, we got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, we got New Year. I want to know because I'm nosy. I know with the you know, with the holidays coming up, everyone's going to be stressing out, and it, you know, the most important thing is to take your time, set yourself up for success, make sure you plan out everything, and try to get back home, get back to work with a new year, you know, stress free. Ready to work, ready to make some money. So, you know, make sure you go ahead and, you know, get to your destination. Oh, you know, do all, you know, all your preparations, all that stuff, just so you can get home safe, be with your family, be with your loved one, be with your friends, do some karaoke, do something. But hey, everyone, you know, this holidays happen every year. So let's not stress. Let's not, you know, make our lives miserable by rushing to get where we need to go. If things don't happen, don't fall through, hey, you know what? There's another year ahead of us, so don't stress it, all right? As I mentioned for this program, we are going to discuss pet peeves with my peeps and co-host DJ Gina Marie in the house. And I can tell you, I have several pet peeves. However, you know, for the sake of time of this program, I will only list three of my pet peeves. So, pet peeve number one, entitled people. People who just think they're entitled over other people, who like to just, you know, brush over the rules or any policies, you know. I'm sure you guys all relate. You know, that person that you say, well, you know, you can't do this. But they say, you know what? I'm the boss. I can do whatever I want. Actually, sometimes the boss can do whatever they want. But that would be an example of an entitled person, right? Let me see. Entitlement, or that's one. But pet peeve number two is bullies. I can't stand bullies. Can you? It goes back to entitled people, right? Road bullies. I hate road bullies. You know, I'm cruising. I'm on the freeway. I'm on the road. And someone is just kissing my tail. Like, what the hell, people? Calm the hell down. It's not, you're not, you know, it's not a rush or a race. You don't need them. You don't be behind my tail. Some places you'll get hurt. I just put it out that way. Because some people will get hurt. But I am not a violent person, so I would not hurt anybody. But please, you don't have to be on somebody's tail. I can't stand it. But along the lines with bullying and rural bullying, they all kind of roll the late, you know, and entitled people. They all kind of come together, right? So, hey, just chill out, people. So anyway, continuing on, right? So, hey, callers, what are yours? What are your pet peeves?
You have one unheard message.
Hello, this is Kumar from Sunnyvale, California. My pet peeves are when I'm driving and people are picking their freaking nose. It's freaking disgusting. I don't like it. Pick your damn nose somewhere else where no one has to see it. Okay, that's my pet peeves. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kumar, for your take on pet peeves. All right, we got more continuous pet peeve calls. That was a funny one right there. Okay, so hey, stay tuned. I'm going to continue on. And of course, we'll be talking to DJ Gina Marie as we continue on our discussion on pet peeves. Well, it's always funny when I get when I check these messages here. And you know, this next message I'm going to play, it has nothing to do with pet peeves, but it's rather funny, though. But, hey, I'm going to give a shout-out to my girls out there, Robin, and we got Becca out there in Advantage Security, working the SOC team, doing the dispatch stuff, you know, trying to fill those shifts out there for, you know, the security industry. You know, they doing the damn thing out there. So, hey, Becca, what do you got for us? What's your pet peeves? You and Robin, what's your pet peeves?
All right, y'all, I got five pet peeves right here. My first one is wet socks. My second one is people that say one thing and do another. When my food is magma on the outside but cold in the center, I don't like that. When food looks one texture but it's a different one. Or when people say they're going to call you back and then they don't, I don't like that either. So shout out to my girl Robin and the sock. Love you.
Love you.
What's up, Becca and Robin? I appreciate the love, and you're contributing to your five pet peeves here. Hey, that's pretty serious stuff out there. People serious about their pet peeves. Hey, we got more discussions on pet peeves later on after this wonderful, wonderful voicemail message I got the other day. But hey, after that, though, like I said, we're going to continue on. We've got more mix of music coming up after we talk about pet peeves. I do want to make sure everybody goes ahead and puts a prayer out to the victims of the shooting in Colorado Springs. Very sad weekend that we had. You know, we're all about, you know, including everybody. Unity, love, passion. That's what it's all about, you know. You know, definitely give a prayers out for them. We're going to go ahead and continue on with another great program on Great Day Radio.
Sunday, 8:33 p.m.
So, yeah, my name's Becky. I'm a Capricorn. I'm 26 years young, and I live in my own apartment. I own my own cat. I wash my own clothes. My clothes are all combustible. I have two friends. One of them's a bird. I like Breaking Bad. I watch TV a lot. I like television. So yeah, if you're interested, just give me a call. I'll put my number right here and we can talk or something. Thanks. Kisses.
Hey, Gina, welcome back. Second program. How do you feel? Sound pretty relaxed. So, hey, today we're talking about pet peeves. So tell me a little bit about pet peeves. I know from the, you know, pet peeves from my own opinion and perspective, but, you know, obviously we have you as a subject matter expert, social worker, life coach. Tell us a little bit about pet peeves. Take it away.
Hello and welcome back. This is Gina Marie and I am joined today with our wonderful and amazing co-host, the one and only DJ Mikey D. Thank you for joining us again. Today we are going to be talking about pet peeves. So what is a pet peeve? A peeve is an annoyance and is often nurtured like a pet. It's something a person cannot really resist complaining about or talking about like they would a pet. And we all know those pet owners who absolutely love their animals and talk about them nonstop, right? So a pet peeve is something a person finds annoying or irritating. These behaviors may involve disrespect, rudeness, poor manners, communication issues, poor social skills, even relationship issues. If something is driving you crazy and you have to talk about it, it's a pet peeve. Remember, pet peeves are often smaller issues and not larger issues like, let's say, terrorism, acts of violence, etc. Some of the biggest and most common pet peeves that you would probably all recognize are those who chew loudly or smack their food, interrupting during conversations, people obsessed with their cell phones, like texting during a meal, on their phone texting while you're having a conversation with them, taking phone calls in public, maybe having something on speakerphone, blasting music in public, those people who like to just constantly clear their throats, make loud coughing noises, people who are walk into the kitchen, leave cabinets open, drawers open, people who litter. Micromanagement is a huge pet peeve of others, so is being late. Let's talk about sidewalk etiquette, where groups of people can take up a whole sidewalk and not move to the side to let other people pass. Poor driving, like driving too slowly in the fast lane, people tailgating people, poor customer service, and the list can go on and on and on, but these are just some of the most common pet peeves that we're probably all familiar with.
Okay, that's an interesting take. So why do we have pet peeves?
We all have pet peeves, but why do we have them? Where do they come from? I think it's because humans create pet peeves from an experience or exposure to something negative, a dislike, an annoyance, even a minor inconvenience. Once we experience something that leaves a poor taste in our mouth, we tend to store it in our memory as a grievance, aka a pet peeve. We as humans can often be easily annoyed, disgusted, or irritated by a lot of different things. A lot of pet peeves can actually be explained by a result of one of two main emotions, irritation and disgust. Irritation can result in bad behaviors such as bad parking, rude customer service, poor grammar, loud telephone calls in public. On the other hand, disgust can arise from chewing food too loudly, nasty bodily emissions, y'all know what I'm talking about, and dirty or unclean behaviors such as littering, not washing hands, etc. But in general, we hate things that interrupt or corrupt our existence, our well-being, especially if our health or overall well-being are threatened or endangered. Though pet peeves may seem random and unimportant, they actually say a lot about who we are as individuals and what we value. We might become annoyed or irritated because those bad habits actually reflect some attitude, value, or concept that contradicts our own personal value and belief system. Pet peeves can also reflect deep core values within ourselves, which is important for navigating this thing called life. It is also a construct of societal norms as well, too. So all of that combined together defines what we feel is important and what we value.
Oh, and as I listen out my pet peeves here, one of mine was entitlement. And I know that a lot of that has to do with expectations. We not only have with ourselves, but with others. What can pet peeves tell us about ourselves? What's your take on that?
Now, since we know what a pet peeve is and why we have them, what can a pet peeve really tell us about ourselves as individuals? When something like a pet peeve seriously bothers you, there are three main reasons for this reaction. We'll call them triggers. One, you want what someone else has. Two, you fear or don't understand something. Or three, you see that same quality in yourself. By analyzing our pet peeves, we're able to confront our own internal beliefs and shadows. Once we identify them, then we can start to work on changing them, resulting in a change in behavior. Because we're only accountable and responsible for our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. We have no accountability or responsibility for other people, just ourselves. So the first one, wanting what others have. Usually when we judge someone, it can mean we envy them. We need to reflect on if this behavior or peeve is a result of something we want, or does it originate out of fear because we don't understand or believe we could ever be capable of behaving in a certain way. Even if we wanted to, because we might feel a sense of shame, guilt, or embarrassment about it, we still don't do it. For example, blasting music in public. Do you often wish you were bold enough to play your music loudly because it makes you happy, or are you afraid of what others might think of you, whether it be the volume level, choice of music, etc.? The second one, we fear or don't understand something. This is a classic case of judgment where we cannot or do not want to relate to others or their behaviors because it contradicts our own self. We often struggle to understand why a person may be motivated to behave a certain way at all. Appropriate physical proximity, for example, varies among many different cultures and societies. What may be acceptable in one culture is not appropriate in others. But once we understand the behaviors of others, we try to educate ourselves about a different perspective and how this cultural social norm is or could be applicable to our situation. If you're traveling abroad, you want to learn the cultural norms, right? If we don't, then we become annoyed by those behaviors and have a hard time adjusting. So once we are open to understanding, then we might find that our frustrations dissipate. Finally, the third one, which is often the hardest one to understand, is what we don't like about ourselves. We all have those characteristics and qualities about ourselves that we don't like. This is sometimes known as our shadow or the dark side of our personality. These are qualities about ourselves that live within us, whether we like it or not. So instead of dealing with it or acknowledging it, we try to repress it. When others demonstrate a behavior or trait we so desperately try hard to suffocate within ourselves, we naturally want to judge others. We can never truly squash or repress our shadow, no matter how hard we try. It's a part of us. However, we are often better served to recognize, embrace, and integrate the shadow side of ourselves because it's still a part of us. It's still a part of who we are. It doesn't mean we can't change those components of our personality we don't like, because we can. It will just take some work, time, and patience, maybe even professional help from a life coach or a licensed mental health provider. But because we're resilient creatures, we can also learn to embrace and change these qualities about ourselves. And as we do, we might find that we're no longer triggered by the behaviors or actions or those peeves from other people when they demonstrate these same behaviors.
Okay. So if we know we have these expectations of others and we recognize our own faults, can we get over a pet peeve?
So now, since we've talked about why we have pet peeves, where they come from, and even acknowledging that it could be a reflection of that part of our personality we just don't care for, the question now comes to you, can we get over our pet peeves? We all have them. It's clear and evident that we all have them. We know what things irritate and annoy us, but we also know that there are many things that drive us crazy that we cannot change or control, which kind of intensifies that trigger sometimes, right? So what can we do to overcome our pet peeves? Well, first of all, it's important to ask yourself if a situation or behavior is even worth getting upset or annoyed over. This gives us a chance of perspective and can help us separate the small things from the big things, which can provide a sense of relief, because instead of focusing on those triggers and those pet peeves, we're now diverting our time, energy, focus, patience to something that is more important to us. It's important to take note of what is within our control and what is out of our control. And we need to accept that life doesn't always accommodate, nor can it, accommodate our everyday whims. I hate to break it to you, but we are human beings. We're fallible and flawed, every single one of us. So we need to learn to live and work together and become a little bit more tolerant of others without sweating the small stuff. I know it's hard to take in, but those people who annoy you are just like you. Imperfect beings just doing the best they can with what they have, who are just trying to make it through each day. We don't have any control over the long red lights, but we could maybe ask someone to kindly turn down their music in public, right? So what are some ways that we can help work through these pet peeves? Well, acknowledge what you do like and focus on that instead. Instead of saying, I wish you would stop interrupting me all the time, try saying to that person, I love it when you just let me talk and ramble and take the time to really listen to me. We want to look for solutions. Always mooching food off others? Buy extra snacks for yourself. Always running late? Set your clock ahead a couple minutes. Annoyed by other people talking or listening to music out in public? Well, wear headphones to drown out the surrounding noise. Your boyfriend's Marvel collection invading your home? Dedicate a space in your home just for him and his memorabilia. Talk it out with others, but maybe try to do this in private and not call someone out in front of others. There's no need to bring shame or humiliation or embarrassment to others. Take them aside, have a private conversation with them. Explain, did you know that sometimes when you get really, really excited, you tend to interrupt me to tell me your thoughts? It's important to remember that, again, we're all human beings. We all have faults. Sometimes we can understand where it's coming from, but oftentimes it's a reflection in and of ourselves. And if a pet peeve is really, really bothering you, and if you're noticing that you're getting annoyed or triggered with this on a daily basis, don't be afraid to reach out for professional help. Sometimes therapists, mental health professionals can do this with you. Life coaches can do this with you. If you don't know where to start, if you're employed, see if you have an employee assistance program where you might be able to get some free counseling sessions. There's lots of resources out there that we can start making those little changes within ourselves. But sometimes we need professional help to help us navigate that hard stuff and have those hard conversations so that we can make that change that we want to see.
Oh, that was some good information. I want to thank you so much, Jean Marie, for that insight on pet peeves. I know we talk about it a lot. We always say, oh, my pet peeves are this or my pet peeves are that, but we really never really understand where it comes from. And, you know, from a social worker's perspective, how do we get past it, right? How do we work on our own faults? Because a lot of times it's about, you know, we're always talking about how we can change others, but sometimes we have to, you know, kind of look deep into it and figure out a way to change ourselves, right? Something I learned with my son, my older son, who has autism. I had to change myself in order to make him a better person, make myself a better person, and change him in his perspective. So, hey, good insights. I really appreciate it. Everything you always put out there, some great information. Any final thoughts on pet peeves?
It's important to remember that a piece of you resides in every person who drives you up the wall, gets in your way, disrupts your concentration, interrupts you, or even talks too loudly. We're all going through our own personal struggles that others will never know about, and we are all doing the best that we can. We don't know other people's stories or their situations, nor are we entitled to that information, and cannot expect others to conform to our needs, desires, or inconveniences. Through deep and meaningful exploration, our pet peeves can teach us three things. What we secretly wish for, what are my goals, dreams, desires, hopes, what we need to learn about others, do we need to be more tolerant, culturally sensitive, and what do we repress in ourselves? It doesn't mean that being stuck behind a slow walker when we're rushed isn't maddening, because it is, but at least we can learn something in that moment, especially as we head into the holiday season. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to us and you took something away from this. I want to thank DJ Mikey D for hosting me again today. It was always a pleasure. There's more to come in the future, so stay tuned. Stay safe and remember, it's hard out there and everyone is fighting their own battles, so try to be kind. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you back here soon.
All right. Well, once again, thank you so much, Gina Marie. Once again, more great information, more great knowledge. Something that we can all thrive and get better on. So I appreciate you for being my co-host and being part of the show here. Hey, we got, like I said, we got more continuous music. You know, it's Christmas season. As you probably already know, I put some Christmas music on here. But, you know, we're going to have some fun with it. So we're going to have some fun Christmas music. So stay tuned for right after this message there. And thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, go ahead and visit greatdayradio.com. Check out our new website. And more great stuff will be coming up in the coming days, months, years, because that's how long we'll be around. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Great Day Radio, the People Station. We are here for you. I am here for you. Got any dedications or requests? Go ahead and scroll on over there, hit any of those videos. You'll see the voicemail box. If you are on your cell phone, just go ahead and hit any one of those contents right there is going to have our voicemail box. Go ahead and leave a message. I love messages. As you can tell, we get some crazy messages. Hey, I don't care. I'm gonna play them. I'm gonna have some fun with them. So, thank you so much once again. God bless you to the people in Colorado Springs with the mass shooting. My prayers goes out to you, your families, your friends out there. Much love to everyone out there. Hey, this is all about staying positive and loving one another, regardless of race, regardless of who you love. It doesn't matter. What's your religion? Who cares, right? So, hey, much prayers out to the family, friends, and the people of Colorado Springs. My heart goes out to every one of you, and we're gonna continue to talk about this as well. So stay tuned for more messages and more information. We have some great videos out there that we'll talk about diversity, right? Okay, take care. God bless everybody. Enjoy the show.
Listening to the People Station on GreatDayRadio.com.